请我们回到诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalms 90.
请我们看十三节。
Let's look into verse 13.
九十篇的十三节。
Psalms 90, verse 13.
主啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你回转，为你的仆人后悔。
Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants.
这个是摩西的心愿，也是他的祷告。
This is the wish and prayer of Moses.
摩西求神回转。
Here Moses asks the Lord to return.
一个很卑微的人在请求至高的神回转。
One who is humble is asking the exalted God to return.
这是 一门很深奥的学问。
This has its profound teaching.
回转什么意思？
What does it mean to return?
就是把他的脸转过来。
And that is for him to turn his face around.
在光照以色列百姓。
So that once again, he can shine his light upon the people of Israel.
可见摩西还没有祷告之前，有一阵子神的脸是不看他们。
So perhaps for a moment that before Moses made this prayer, that the face of the Lord is turned away from his people.
首先我们先来看民数记。
Let's turn to actually Numbers.
第六章
Numbers chapter 6
下面一个 PowerPoint 啊，民数记第六章
Numbers chapter 6
二十三节
Verse 23
你告诉亚伦和他的儿子说你要这样为以色列人祝福二十四节
24
愿主赐福给你保护你愿神使他的脸光照你，施恩给你。
25,
二十六节。
26,
愿神向你扬脸，施平安给你。二十七节。
27,
他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我要赐福给他们。这里神告诉摩西要对以色列百姓祝福。
Here God spoke to Moses to bless the people of Israel.
二十五节说：“愿使他的脸光照你，施恩给你。”
Verse 25 says, The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
26节说神向你扬脸赐平安给你。
And then 26, The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
所以神回转用他的脸来看我们光照我们就代表他会赐恩给我们赐平安给我们。
And so for the Lord to return, to turn, make his face turn upon us is so that his grace and his peace may be upon us.
首先我们来思想信仰是什么。
And so let us think about what is faith.
信仰是一种关系。
Faith is a type of
relationship. 当神转脸不看我们。
When God's face is turned away from us,
这个关系就出现了问题。
Then there is a problem in this relationship.
我们活在世界上有很多的关系。
We live in this world and we have many relationships.
当我们出生的时候
When we are born,
我们第一个身份是儿子。
And the first identity that we have are as children.
我们的关系是跟父母。
And our relationship is with our parents.
再来我们变成学生。
And then we become students.
我们的关系是跟学校。
And then our relationship is with the school.
再来我们是雇员。这个公司上班的。
And then later on we become employees.
我们的关系对着我们的雇主。
And our relationship is with our employer.
再来我们结婚。
And later on we are married.
我们的配关系是跟我们的配偶。
And our relationship is with our spouse.
再来我们有孩子。
And later on we have kids of children of our own.
我们身份变成父母。
And then our identity become parents.
所以我们的关系是对我们的儿子。
And then we have relationship with our own children.
所以我们发现有很多人很爱家庭，非常注重家庭的关系。
And so we see that there's many people who emphasize greatly on this family relationship.
所以常常全家在一起。
And so you see they have many family events together.
或者全全家团圆。
They would have many fellowship together.
那我们在上班也很注重我们跟老板的关系。
And when we are at work, we also emphasize importantly about our relationship with our supervisor.
因为这些都对我们有利害的关系。
Because they are also have some influence upon us.
但是从圣经看起来，最重要的一个关系是神跟人的关系。
But from that of the Bible, one of the most important relationship a man ever will have is his relationship with the Lord.
这个关系是人的根本。
And this relationship is the foundation, the basic.
所以在《生命记》里面，摩西曾经告诉以色列百姓。
And so that's why in Deuteronomy, once Moses has spoken to the people,
说你们在旷野当中，神与你同在。
He said that you travel in the wilderness and the Lord is with you.
因此，这四十年你一无所缺。
And therefore, in these 40 years in the wilderness, you have found yourself lacking nothing.
我们常常觉得人的路是奋斗出来的。
Many times we think to ourselves that the path that is laid before us is by the striving of our own hands.
但是圣经竟然有另外一个结论。
But the Bible tells us of another conclusion.
因为神与以色列百姓同在。
That it is because the Lord is with his people Israel.
这个就是关系好。
That means their relationship is good.
你跟你的孩子关系好，你才能够住在一起啊。
If you have a good relationship with your children, then you can live under the same roof.
关系不好，你怎么住在一起？
If you do not have a good relationship, how are you to live together?
神跟我们同在就是关系好。
And so when God abides with us or is with us, that means our relationship is good.
那这个根本抓住了。
And so if we hold on to this connection,
你就一无所缺。
Then you will feel that you will lack nothing.
所以有时候我们看到有的人在世界上很辛苦。
And so sometimes we observe the people in this world labor very hard.
还是没有安全感。
But they still have this lack the sense of security.
那仔细看，他缺乏一点。
And if we look at it closely, we'll observe that they lack something.
他跟神没有好的关系。
And that is, they lack this connection, this relationship with God.
如果一个人跟神有好的关系，
if one has this good relationship with God,
你很努力做你应该做的本分，
you do the best that you can based on your responsibility.
你的一切其他就交给神。
And then everything you bestow it upon God.
你不一定样样都有。
Maybe you will not have everything.
但是你到最后，你又体会每一样都有。
But then in the end, you will realize you do have everything you need.
所以保罗说：“我是一无所有。”
And that's why Paul said, "I have nothing."
但是我样样都有。
But then I have everything.
为什么？
Why?
因为神与他同在。
Because God is with him.
他跟神有好的关系。
He has a good relationship with God.
所以我们常常发现。
And so many times we discover.
那个从小就很敬畏神、很亲近神、跟神关系好的人
one who fears and respects God ever since at his young age,
他在社会上不一定很突出。
In the society, he may not be all that well known or successful.
但是他的生活很幸福。
But then you'll see that there is joy and happiness in his life.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的恩典丰丰满满、充充足足。
Because the grace of God is greatly and abundantly poured upon his life.
所以我们最重要的关系,
and so this most important relationship we will ever have,
绝对不能够发生问题, 不能断绝, 就是我们跟神的关系。
It cannot ever be disconnected or never have this relationship, and this is the relationship that we should have with God.
那首先我们来看这个关系是怎么建立的。
And so first, let us look into how is this relationship established.
我们看出埃及记十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
第五节。
Verse 5.
十九章第五节。
Chapter 19, verse 5.
如今你们若实在地听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be like a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
这个地方说在万民中你要做属我的子民。
Here it says, among those people of all things in the earth that you will be my people.
万民就是世界的每一个人。
Above all, that means including everybody in this world.
但是只有你 要做我的子民。
But only you who are specially chosen, you will be as my chosen people.
这是一个特别的关系，其他的人没有的关系。
This is a special relationship in which no other people may have.
为什么神这样爱以色列百姓呢？
Why is it that God shows special favors to the people of Israel?
圣经说不是因为你人多，你人不说不多。
It is not because they have a great number of people, because their number is actually quite few compared to others.
也不是因为你比别人好。
Or nor is it because that they are of a better people than anyone else.
只有一个原因，因为神爱你。
Only one simple reason, that is God loved them.
神拣选你。
God has chosen them.
所以我们跟神有这个关系。
And therefore we have this relationship with God.
那这个关系要怎么维持呢？
And so how do we maintain this relationship?
你要实在听从我的话，遵守我的约。
That you must obey my voice and keep my covenant.
这就是维持关系的秘诀。
And this is the secret behind maintaining this relationship with God.
听神的话。
To obey his voice.
遵守神的约。
To keep his covenant.
听神的话是理论上的了解。
To obey his voice, it is a theoretical concept.
遵守神的话是实际上的一种顺从。
To keep his covenant is to apply it in his daily life.
这样这个关系就可以存留下去。
And so if you maintain both of these and perfect connection, then it will be fine within this relationship.
到了第六节。
Verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
祭司是站在尊贵的神面前服侍的一种人。
Priests are the individuals who have the special identity to stand before the presence of God to serve God.
所以祭司的国度就是可以到神的面前毫无阻隔的亲近神。
And so the kingdom of priests meaning that they can, without any obstacles before them, they can stand in the presence of God to serve God.
你们要做圣洁的国民
，and to also be a holy nation，
没有罪的一个国度
，a nation without sin。
所以神跟以色列百姓就这样立约了。
And so this is the covenant that God established with His people Israel。
是神的怜悯。
And this is due to the mercy of God。
但是以色列百姓有应该尽的本分。
But of course, the people of Israel also need to fulfill their end of the bargain。
但是后来我们就发现神跟以色列百姓的关系发生问题。
But later on, as we see in history, that later, that there arise some problems in this relationship between God and Israel.
我们请看《生命记》的三十二章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
十九节。
Verse 19.
神看见他的儿女惹动他就厌恶他们二十节
20.
说我要向他们掩面看他们的结局如何他们本是极乖僻的族类心中无诚实的儿女二十一节
21.
他们以那不算为神的触动我的愤恨以虚无的神惹我的愤怒我也不以他们以不成子民的触动他们的愤恨以愚昧的国民惹动他们的愤怒这个地方讲啊神说我掩面不看他们
Here God says I will hide my face from them
为什么
Why
因为他们惹起我的愤恨二十一节
Because they have provoked me to jealousy
英文叫 jealousy 惹起神的嫉妒为什么
And Why have they provoked God to jealousy
因为以虚无的神惹动神的愤怒
Because they have moved me to anger by their foolish idols.
就是他们敬拜的偶像。
It's because the people of Israel have turned to idols.
神跟他们立约，那个约是什么？
And so God has established this covenant with his people. What is this covenant?
那个约就是十诫。
And that covenant is in the Ten Commandments.
是神用手指头写的。
And that God wrote the Ten Commandments with his fingers upon the rock.
不是十条建议。
It is not 10 suggestions.
想给你参考
Just something for them to consider.
你喜欢你就遵守哪一条你
That if you like certain commandment, you can obey. And if you don't like certain commandment, you can disobey.
这是带有权柄的命令
But this is a commandment which is absolute with authority.
如果我们遵守我们跟神的关系就会好
That if we keep his commandments, then we will set a good relationship with God.
那十诫的第二条
And so in this Ten Commandment, the number two commandment,
不可以雕刻偶像,
is that you shall not make for yourself idols.
结果在西乃山下,
and so when they were still in Mount, below Mount Sinai,
摩西上到山上见神,
when Moses went up to see God,
以色列百姓在西乃山下拜金牛犊,
that the people of Israel below the mountain already carved themselves a golden calf to worship. And so the people of Israel have disobeyed and went against this covenant that they have with God.
所以神就愤怒,扬脸,
and so God was provoked to anger, and so he turned his face away from the people. And so what is the destruction of this relationship?
就是罪。
And that is sin itself.
罪使神跟人的关系疏隔,
sin will become an obstacle and tear away this relationship that God is trying to establish with man.
这个关系如果没有和好,
if this relationship is broken, then the future of Israel is very poor.
所以在出埃及记到34章,
and so from Exodus chapter 34,
到出埃及记的32章,
to actually
32.
That before Moses went up to Mount Sinai to speak on behalf of the people of Israel, what did he do?
32:28.
3,000 men of the people fell that day.
为什么?
Why?
啊, 因为他们犯了罪,
because they have sinned against God.
接下去神指示他们,
and then later on, God commanded them
要把这个, 金牛犊,
that they are to crush this golden calf that they had made.
所以以后他们把金牛犊磨成灰,
and so they destroy this calf and put it into golden powder.
把它撒到水上,
and then scatter it into the water.
甚至叫他们喝那个水,
and then tell the people to drink.
代表这个不是神,
and to prove that this is not God.
当他们有这个实际行动的表现,
and once they have done according to God's word here,
摩西才上到山上,
then Moses went back up to the mountain again.
到34章就开始恳求神,
and then so chapter 34, he once again plead with God,
求神回转, 赦免他们,
and to ask God to return and to forgive.
这一次祷告, 40天,
and this time he prayed for 40 days.
摩西肩负一个很重要的责任,
and so Moses has with him this great responsibility.
如果他没有办法使神回转,
if he is unable to make God return,
他下到山上, 以色列百姓都死光了,
if, then when he goes down Mount Sinai, he will find people and the nation of Israel will all have perished.
这是一个很严肃的时刻,
this is a very important moment.
他一直祷告到神改变他的心,
and so he continued to pray until he sees the change of heart of the Lord,
赦免他们的罪,
to forgive the sins of the people,
而且重新应许要再与他们同在,
and to once again renew this covenant with the people, to be with them.
所以今天我们在信仰生活当中要很注意罪的问题,
and so today also on our faith, we must emphasize importantly upon the sin that it has on our faith.
圣经说,
the Bible tells us that if we return to the Lord, then the Lord shall return to us. This relationship we have is mutual with God. If we disobey the commandments and the voice of God, and then we become lacking in the presence of God,
对神的体验,
then we will discover that the grace and the experience that we have with God will diminish.
所以大家不愿意听罪,
and so people do not want to hear about sin.
但是罪常常是我们跟神的关系离得很远,
but many times sin is the item that make our selves depart away from God.
因此我们在每一个属灵的复兴的前面, 大部分圣经都是从悔改开始的,
and so before a great revival, many times in the incident in the Bible, we see that there is this great repentance.
因为如果我们没有把罪拿掉,
because if we do not remove away our sins,
神不会降临,
then God will not be among us.
神不会同在的,
God will not abide with us.
这个关系没有办法恢复的,
this relationship cannot return back to normal.
所以我们只在主的恩典之下要回归向神。
And so under the grace of God, we need to return back to God.
使我们能够重新来建立这个恢复亲密的关系。
So that we can once again renew and to reestablish this close relationship.
有时候我们在读出埃及记，我们发现说没有啊，我没有造金牛犊啊。
Many times we read the book of Exodus and we say, "Well, I never done some anything like what they did. I did not create any idols."
想一想要悔改，悔改什么？
And so, if I am to think about what I'm about to repent, what am I repenting from?
十诫每一条都遵守啊。
I have keep all the Ten Commandments.
我也没有杀人。
I never killed anybody.
没有犯奸淫。
I never commit adultery.
没有偷人。
I never have not stole from anyone.
没有做假见证陷害人。
I've not become a false witness to anyone.
我对父母也不错。
I treat my parents well.
我也守安息日。
I also keep the holy Sabbath.
到底一直想我要悔改什么？
So I'm thinking to myself, what am I to repent from?
我们常常要祷告的时候，你要悔改，我没有办法想出什么要悔改。
So when we pray, kneel down to pray, many times perhaps we would think to ourselves that there is nothing for me to repent about.
那我们就来想。
So, but let us carry it further.
有几件事情我们需要在神面前来审查。
How many items do we need to think about and to re-examine ourselves?
需要有一个改变。
To have a change in our life.
使我们能够向神求他回转。
So that we would have God return back to us.
先看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15.Verse 18.
十五章十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 18.
我要起来，到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”
I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you."
这个是一个浪子回头以前他自己的一个思考。
This is the words of a prodigal son once he have examined himself.
他说我要回到父亲那里去。
He said, "Let me return back to my father."
我做两件事情。
And he will do two things.
第一个，我要对父亲说，我得罪了天。
First, he will say, "Father, I have sinned against heaven."
那个天是什么？
What is against heaven?
天就是代表神。
That means he has sinned against God.
第二个，我要告诉他，我得罪了你。
And the second is that I have sinned against you.
我们仔细看，从十一节一直看。
If we look at from verse 11,
都没有提到神啊。
He did not mention about God.
这个小儿子只是希望啊，得到自由，离开父亲越远越好。
The son, the younger son, just wanted to have his independence, to be away from, his father, and to the further the better.
所以他就任意放荡，浪费子财。
And so he wasted the wealth that was given to him, and just, pleased himself according to his physical lusts.
当然这是得罪他的父亲啊。
Of course, this is a sin against his father.
钱是父亲很辛苦赚来的。
The money that was given to him was earned by his father through much labor.
哥真赚了一辈子，你现在一下把它花光。
His father has been laboring for his whole life to have this, this accumulate this wealth, and now his son has spent it all.
父亲这么爱你，但是你这个生活让父亲忧虑这么多，当然你得罪父亲了。
That the father loved him so much, but he caused his father to worry so much.And so, of course, this is a sin against his father.
但同时这就是得罪神啊。
But at the same time, it is similar that he has sinned against God.
所以人跟人的关系就是人跟神的关系一个反应。
And so, if you think about it, this relationship we have with other people in this world is also a reflection of our relationship with God.
如果我们跟人有问题，
if we have problems with other our relationship with other people,
这个常常就是反映我们跟神有问题。
This also reflects the problem in our relationship that we may have with God.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第九节
Verse 9.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨恶他的弟兄，到如今他还是在黑暗里。第十节
10.
爱弟兄就住在光明中，在他并没有半点的缘由。十一节
11.
唯独恨弟兄是在黑暗里面，且在黑暗里面行，不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。这里在提到人跟人的关系，一个是恨。
Here it talks about relationship with others, and here it mentions about hate.
讨厌，不喜欢。
Dislike.
因为他有缺点。
And because they have flaws.
因为他得罪我。
Because they have offended me.
他信主这么久。
He have believed in the Lord for so long.
还做这个事情，我不能原谅他。
But he still acts this in this behavior, and so therefore I cannot forgive him.
这个就是人际发生问题。问题发生关系。
And so here, there are problems arise in this relationship.
那这个恨、不喜欢、讨厌是什么？
And this dislike, this hate, what is this?
从圣经来讲，这是在黑暗里面。
From the perspective of the Bible here, it tells us that it is in darkness.
为什么？
Why?
因为这里面没有爱。
Because in here, there is no love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以神就是光。
And so God is the light.
在爱里面的就是在光里面。
And so he who dwells in love is in the light of God.
在恨里面就不在爱里面。
But if he is in hate, hatred, then he is not in love.
他就站在神的对边。
Then he stand opposing God.
他跟神就有距离。
He will have this gap between himself and God.
爱弟兄就住在光明中。
For he who loves his brother abides in the light.
什么是爱？
What does it mean to love?
爱就是接纳。
And to love is that you are, you accept them.
所以有时候我们看到小孩子成长。
And so if we look at how a child grows up,
他不晓得违反父母亲的这个心意多少次。
How many times he had offended the good gesture of his parents.
他不晓得让父母亲有多痛苦。
He does not, is, may not be aware how much pain he has caused his parents.
他不晓得骗父母亲多少次。
He do not know how many times he has deceived his parents.
虽然父母亲痛在心里。
Even though the pains are all in the hearts of the parents.
但是还是接纳他。
But still willing to accept their own child.
为什么？
Why?
因为你接纳他，你才能够改变他。
Because only if you reach out and accept them, will you be able to have a chance to change them.
你如果讨厌他，排斥他，他就完了。
If you dislike them, you hate them, and you separate away from them, they have no chance at all.
那今天我们弟兄姐妹彼此都有缺点。
And so today we are all brothers and sisters, and we all have our weaknesses, our flaws.
如果基督能够接纳我们的缺点。
Now if Christ can accept our flaws and our blemish.
我们不能够接纳别人的缺点吗？
Then can we not accept the flaws and the blemish of our fellow brothers and sisters.
所以不能够接纳别人。
And so if we are unable to accept another,
就是没有行神的道。
Then we have disobeyed the words of God.
我们跟神的关系就有问题。
And then there is a problem in our relationship with God.
所以我们要仔细从人际关系去思想。
And so from our relationship among our fellow human beings,
夫妻之间有没有问题？
Whether or not we have problem with our spouse.
我们跟我们父母有没有问题？
If we have relationship problems with our parents.
我们跟我们的孩子有没有问题？
Any problems with our children.
我们跟我们的兄弟姐妹有没有问题？
Any problem in relationship with our fellow brothers and sisters.
再扩大到教会。
And then expand that to the church environment.
我是不是跟每一个人都很和睦？
Do I get along with everybody in church?
如果有一个不和睦，
If there is one in which I am not, I do not get along.
常常就是影响我们跟神的关系。
And many times it will become an influence in our relationship with God.
有一个姐妹在一个公司上班。
There was a sister who works in the company.
那老板告诉她。
And so that her boss said to her,
这个老板很成功。
And this boss is very successful.
有一阵子做到是美国的 potato king.
One time he was considered as the potato king in the United States because he sells potatoes.
他说我一生最大的成功不是赚很多钱。
And he said to her, he said, my greatest success is not because I have earned a lot of profit.
我一生没有一个敌人。
But instead, it is because my whole life I do not have one enemy.
他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
He is a very devout Christian.
他觉得一生最大的成功是没有一个敌人。
And he measures the greatest success in a person's life is if he does not have any enemies in life.
这个就是基督来世界所要成就的。
And this is what Christ come to this world to fulfill.
什么叫做他是和平的君？
What does it mean that he is the Prince of Peace?
就是他掌管和平。
And that is he holds peace in his hands. He wants to bring harmony to the world.
然后这个老板告诉他一个见证。
And so the boss also shared with her a testimony.
有一次一个寡妇卖他一块地。
He said once there was a widow that sold him a piece of land.
他也交钱了。
And so he gave her what she asked for.
法律文件都签名。
And everything was written in law and contract.
土地开始涨价。
And then the property began to arise in its value.
这个寡妇就哭哭啼啼来到办公室说你骗我。
And so this widow, with tears in her eyes, came to his office one day and said, you have deceived me.
那这个老板就去问律师。
And so the boss went to his lawyer.
意思说你这个到法院你绝对赢。
He said, the lawyer said to him, if you go bring this to court, to trial, you will definitely win for sure.
但是这个老板他看到他是一个寡妇。
But this boss noticed that this woman is a widow.
他就把土地还给他。
And so he returned her land back to her.
这个就是讲为什么他没有一个敌人。
And that is also an example of why he has no enemy in his life.
因为他希望在神面前看起来他是义人。
Because he wants to be considered righteous in the eyes of God.
超过他在地上对利益的所得。
And that is more important than him earning a profit in this world.
所以今天我们要跟神建立好的关系。
And so today, likewise, if we are to establish this good relationship with God,
我们需要跟每一个人有好的关系。
We are also to need to have this good relationship with everyone around us.
接纳每一个人。
To be able to accept everyone around us.
不管他有什么缺点。
No matter what kind of flaws or blemish they may have.
不管他得罪我们什么。
No matter how they may have offended us.
这是第一个。
This is the first.
第二个。
The second.
先看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第三章
Chapter 3
约翰一书第三章
First John Chapter 3
21节
Verse 21
亲爱的弟兄我们的心若不责备我们我们就可以向神坦然无惧
Beloved, if our hearts does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God
22节
22
并且我们一切所求的就同他得着因为我们遵守他的命令行他所喜悦的事
And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
这个二十一节说，我们的心不责备我们，就在神面前坦然无惧。
He said, 21 says, our hearts does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
这个心是什么心？
What does it mean, our heart? What kind of heart is this?
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
十五节
，Verse 15。
这律法显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Who shows the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them。
这个讲是非之心，英文叫 conscience， 再翻回来就是良心。
Here it says the heart, and pertaining to the heart is the conscience.
所以我们人有一个良心。
And so in each one of us, we have a conscience.
那这个良心经过洗礼罪得赦免，良心很敏感。
And so this conscience, after receiving the baptism and our sin have been washed away, it becomes very sensitive.
那特别是我们得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
Especially after we have received the Holy Spirit and been filled with the Holy Spirit,
这良心很敏感。
This conscience becomes very sensitive.
如果良心不责备我们，
now if our conscience does not rebuke us,
我们在神面前就坦然无惧。
And then we stand before God with confidence.
什么叫做坦然无惧？
What does it mean that we have confidence toward God?
就是你跟神的关系很好啊。
And that is to say we have this good relationship with God.
你看，神降临在西乃山。
We see that God came down upon Mount Sinai.
雷轰、闪电、地震。
That there is great wind, thunder, lightning, and earthquake.
以色列百姓发抖。
And so the people of Israel witnessed this, and they trembled.
甚至这么威严、可怕的神。
They say God is so mighty, He is so powerful, He is so scary.
所以对摩西说：“你这么讲就好，不要神跟我们讲，恐怕我们死光了。”
And so they said to Moses, "Say, why don't you go speak to God for us, and then relay that message to us, so that we need not face God alone."
但是摩西竟然能够上到山上跟神面对面讲话。
But Moses was able to go up high into the mountain to have this communication with God.
这个叫做坦然无惧。
And this is what's called to stand before God with confidence.
因为我们的良心不责备我们。
Because our conscience does not rebuke us.
我们在神没有错。
And therefore, we have no wrongs before God.
我们真的是用基督的爱在行事。
And so we have done everything according to a Christian love.
是在光明中行事。
And we have been living in the light.
这个良心清洁，我们跟神的关系就很好。
So our conscience is pure, then we have this good relationship with God.
所以我们要怎么来除掉罪呢？
And so how are we to put away sin?
要常常审查自己的良心。
And that is that we must constantly re-examine our own conscience.
有时候美国的法律制度会让人良心死掉。
Many times the laws that rules this nation will actually quench the conscience of a person.
如果你有加入汽车的保险，
Let's say if you have auto insurance.
有的这个背面讲发生车祸，第一个不要承认你是错的。
And one of sometimes behind the your insurance card, the first thing they tell you is, they teach you is that never admit that you are at fault.
即使是你错，你也不能承认你是错的。
Even if you are obviously at the wrong, but you are not to be the first to admit you were wrong.
因为你承认错，你就要负责，就没有翻身的余地。
Because once you admit you are wrong, then you have nowhere to argue against that argument.
那你如果没有承认你错，你请最好的律师辩到最后，你没有罪。
And so if you admit, do not admit that you have fault, you get the best lawyers of the land, and then you can have a possibility to win that you were not wrong.
所以这样下去，到最后人的良心就麻痹。
So if this continues, you see society, the conscience of society becomes numb.
因为你有一个借口。
Because you find yourself an excuse.
你可以把自己说服得非常的合理。
You can basically reason yourself with logic to the point that you seem to be right.
所以这样下去，我们人就很难凭良心做事。
And so if this continues, then it is very hard for us to judge everything by our conscience.
所以这个地方讲，我们良心要清洁。
And so here it tells us that our conscience need to be clear.
我们跟神的关系就很好。
And then we will have this relationship with God.
当然这良心是经过洁净的。
But this conscience need to be refined.
是有圣灵感动的。
It needs to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说我凭做人做事啊，是凭着良心。
And so that's why Paul shares with us that he does everything according to his conscience.
哥林多前书说，你虽然一直反对我，但是你的良心怎么办？
He said in 1 Corinthians, he said, you are always against me. What is your conscience?
我们人都有一个良心在里面。
Every single one of us have a conscience.
有时候我们是嘴讲一回事，但是我们良心知道我们在讲对还错。
Many times we may speak one thing, but in our heart we think of another because that's our conscience.
所以要维持跟神的关系。要良心不安要良心很清洁。
And so for us to have this confidence toward God, that we need to have a clear conscience.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
现今你竟然夸口，凡是这样夸口都是恶的。
But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
如果一个人被神下这个论断，这个结论，他跟神的关系会好吗？
If he has been deemed by God with this statement, would he have a good relationship with God?
说这样是张冠夸口。
He said, now you boast in your arrogance.
你是恶的。
And you, such boasting is evil.
当然，他跟神的关系会有问题。
Of course, he would have problem in his relationship with God.
好，那在我们仔细看，到底这个人做了什么事
？And if we look at this closely, what is it? What wrong has this person committed?
忽然间，我们发现每一天都在做相同的事情。
And then you will realize that every day we commit the same mistake.
他做什么
？What did he do?
我们看十三节。
Let's look into verse 13.
你有话说，明天、今天我们要往某城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。十四节
，14.
其实明天如何，你还不知道。你的生命是什么？你们原来初见一片云雾，就不见了。十五节
，15.
你只当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这个事，也可以做那个事。这里在讲一个头脑很精明的生意人。
Here it tells us that there is a very intellectual, a wise merchant.
他对前途很有计划。
He makes good plans and planning for his business.
我要到哪一个地方住一年？
He said, I will go to this city and such a city to spend a year there.
然后我们要做一年，我们要做买卖得利。
And then we'll buy and sell and then make a profit.
你仔细看到我们这个日历或者你 Google 的 calendar 看，你不是天天在计划吗？
If you look into your own personal calendar or Google calendars that you set, how many items have we planned now to fill that calendar?
那为什么这个生意人计划到最后神说你是张狂夸口呢？
Why is it that this merchant planned in such a way in the end that God conclude him as being arrogant?
因为在他计划的过程，他把神一脚踢开。
Because in his planning that he has kicked God out of his life.
他觉得我就是我的主人，所以我可以计划我的未来。
Because he come to conclude that I am my own master, therefore I can make decisions of my own plans of life.
神提醒他。
But then God reminds him.
生命是什么？
He said, what is life?
你出现一片云雾就不见了。
You're only a vapor that appears for a little while and then it vanishes away.
所以神愿意你才可以活着。
So therefore, only if the Lord wills, you shall live to do this and that.
所以 神愿意，你才可以做这个做那个。
Only if the Lord wills are you able to move on with your life.
不是不可以计划。
It's not that to say that he is not to make plans in his life.
而是计划要留一个空间给神来改变。
But it is that in making the plans, he must allocate the flexibility for God to come in to make God's will be done.
要尊重神对我们的主权。
To be able to respect God.To oversee our life.
今天为什么耶稣的前面要加一个主？
Why is it that today Jesus Christ, before Jesus Christ, we add the title Lord Jesus Christ?
这不只是一个口头的尊称。
This is not just merely by speaking it.
这是一个提醒。
But it is also a reminder for us.
我们人生的主宰是谁？
That in our life, who is the Lord and Master?
不是我们自己。
It is not of ourselves.
人生的主宰是耶稣。
The master and lord of our life is Lord Jesus.
他对我们有绝对的主权。
He has complete authority over us.
为什么？
Why?
他造我们。
Because he created us.
第一个。
First.
第二个。
Second.
他救赎我们。
He have redeemed us.
圣经说这个叫做赎回。
And the Bible calls us as calling us, redeem us from our sins.
用他的宝血把我们从魔鬼的手下抢回来。
That he used his precious blood and sacrificed himself to wash away our sins so he can be taken from the bondage of Satan.
所以今天我们不属于自己。
And so therefore today we are no longer of our own.
我们属于神。
But we belong to God.
既然我们属于神。
And since we today belong to God.
他是我们的主。
Therefore he is our Lord and Master.
我们要尊重神。
And therefore we are to respect him.
这样叫做谦卑。
This is called humility.
所以谦卑不只是说人称赞你啊，意思说啊，一直不啊，一直很客气的委婉。
And so today, humility does not mean that people praise you and you are being modest and saying, "Oh no, I'm not like this or that."
谦卑是在神绝对的主权之下，绝对的顺服。
That humility is instead in the presence of God that we have this complete submission to our Lord.
因此，如果一个人否定神的主权。
And so if one go against this authority of God,
这个人跟神的关系就有问题。
Then there is a problem he has with his relationship.
因为这是张狂夸口，这是恶的。
Because he is boasting in his arrogance, and such boasting is evil.
但是我们常常忘记了这一点。
And many times we have neglected to remember this.
我们再看雅各书第四章。
Let's also refer to James chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章第四节
Chapter 4, verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡是想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌。
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
什么叫做与神为敌？
What does it mean to become God's enemy?
变成对立的。
It is that you haveopposing interests.
对立了，朋友变成仇敌了，
对立了。Your friend become your enemy, you become opposites.
当然这个是关系有问题啊。
Of course, this is a problem in relationship.
那怎么会发生这个关系破裂呢？
So why did this happen?
第四节，你们这些淫乱的人。
Verse 4 begins by saying, you adulterers and adulteresses.
这个淫乱不是指着肉体犯奸淫。
It's adulterer mentioned here is not just pertaining to the physical.
这个淫乱是指着我们跟神之间有第三者的存在。
But instead, it is saying that in our relationship with God, this one-on-one, there is a third party that is involved.
如果婚姻两个夫妻两个有第三者的存在，这是离婚的前兆。
And so, if in the marriage between a spouse, a husband and wife, then the third party comes in and is involved, it brings divorce into play.
如果我们跟神的中间有第三者的存在，这是我们跟神疏离的开始。
And so likewise, if we have a third party that come into this relationship that we have with God, it is also the beginning in which we depart away from God.
因为这会惹起神的嫉妒。
Because this will provoke God's wrath.
所以嫉妒，第五节
of jealousy.
神是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
And because God is a jealous God.
那到底那个是谁？那第三者是谁？
And so who is this third party in our life?
就是与世俗为友。
And that is when we have befriended the world.
就是我们的生活方式，我们的思想形态，完全跟世界同化。
And that is to say our lifestyle, our thoughts and our concept have been merged in one with the world.
我们在判断成功这个价值观跟世界一样。
That the values that we have in our mind and the judgment in which we have decided has become as one with the world.
那我们就 跟神为敌啊。
Then we have become an enmity to God.
因为没有站在神这边。
Because we no longer stand on the side with God.
所以有时候我们跟神的关系啊，好像一个夫妻在结婚。
And so our relationship with God many times is portrayed as the relationship between husband and the wife.
啊，丈夫买一个非常大的钻戒给太太。
A husband buys his wife a very big diamond ring.
太太一直看已经忘掉了丈夫了，不晓得今天是新婚了。
And the wife just admires the diamond so much that she forgot that her husband.
哦，那怎么办
？And then what is she to do？
第一个是提醒啊。
And first is the reminder.
哎，那个钻戒是我买的。
And then the husband will say, "Hey, that ring was bought by me."
太太说，哇，这个太漂亮了，忘记了。
And then the wife only say, "Oh, this diamond ring is so beautiful."
那到最后不得已，那先生就把它收回来了。
And then, with reluctantly, the husband takes back the diamond ring.
今天我们跟神的关系有一个障碍。
And so today there is an obstacle in our relationship with God.
常常这个障碍就是神给我们的恩典。
And many times this is the obstacle in our relationship with God is the grace that we have received in our daily life.
神是给我们丰丰富富的恩典。
God has poured upon grace upon in our life.
结果我们的心都注意在神的恩典，忘记了神。
But then in our life, all we think about is the grace that God has given to us and provided for us.
所以要怎么改变这个关系
？So how are we to change this relationship?
要享受神的恩典，但是要把我们的心注意归向神。
We need to enjoy the grace of God, but at the same time, we have to turn our heart completely to God.
这样我们有一个实际上的改变。
So that we have this change in our life.
我们跪下来祷告。
That when we kneel down to pray,
神啊，求你回转。
Oh Lord, return to me.
我们要等到什么时候呢？
When are we to wait for?
我们祷告这么久了，神啊，求你回转。
We have prayed for so long and asking God to return.
求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy and forgive me.
神会回转。
God will return.
重新跟我们建立亲密的关系。
And He will once again renew His relationship and with us.
一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray.
Amen. 我们休息二十分钟。
Let's take a break for 20 minutes.